there is an anniversary that's being celebrated today, a milestone. Today is the 10,000th show for The Price is Right. They are doing show number 10,000.
The new one, quote unquote?
Yes, the new Price is Right.
It came back in the early 70s?
That's exactly right. It started in 1972. So that's what, 53 years later.
They called it the all new Price is Right at the time.
Correct. And they're promoting it today by saying we'll give away at least $90,000 on today's Price is Right. This is the promo for today.
Come on down to the 10,000th episode of The Price is Right.
We're giving away a lot of money today.
$90,000.
Started in 1972. I watched it in college, and Price is Right just stood out because it was people going bananas. It's a really good cross-section of America.
We've had over 75,000 people hauled on down.
We've given away over $300 million in cash and prizes.
It's been one of the best experiences of my professional life. No matter how my day is, as soon as I get the Price Right and walk through the door, it all goes away.
Now, what a show!
It's just vibing all day.
On our 10,000th episode of The Price is Right.
That's Drew Carey, of course, mm-hmm. the host. When did he take over? Like 07? He's been doing it a while now. 09?
Yes, yeah.
He's been doing it a long time. In fact, and you've pointed this out when we talked about The Price is Right, younger people think of him as the host.
Yeah, and some are calling him the GOAT.
Which is wild
I'm
to me.
Sorry.
I know, but that's all they know.
I know.
He is not the GOAT of The Price is Right. Bob Barker is and forever will be the GOAT of The Price is Right. That's the hill I'll die on. You know, fight me on it.
Yeah. Drew, talk to the gray hairs.
That's right.
Hell no.
Talk to us. Talk to us olds, and we'll tell you. There is
you
want to
see a game show host?
This is
the mold.
We have the very first. We've played this once before. This is the very first item up for bids on the Bob Barker hosted Price is Right, when they called it the new Price is Right. And it's a fur coat made of muskrat. And Bob,
it was a different time.
It was a different time, and Bob Barker did the very first bids.
We're going to get that first game going right now. Here's the first item up for bids on the new Price is Right. It's a fur coat. A luscious natural brown muskrat coat with genuine white leather trim from the exclusive fur salons of Harry Brown, Beverly Hills, and Las Vegas. This beautiful coat can be yours if the price is right.
So today you're saying they don't have muskrat?
I think today the audience wouldn't know what to do if that got rolled out there. Cheer or need to sit there and go, oh God.
I imagine one of the models was probably wearing it. You know, flipping the collar up, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And you heard the audience just ripple.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, a muskrat.
I would have thought like mink or something, but muskrat. Was that done? I mean, it just sounds.
Well, you know, they made a lot of different animals into furs. Fox was a fur for a time.
So today, fur coats of any kind are not on the Price is Right.
Not on the Price is Right, but from what, according to my sources, they're coming back.
Oh, they're coming back.
They're coming back.
Real fur.
Mm-hmm.
Even with PETA and other.
We beat them. they put up a good fight, right?
Did we beat PETA? I didn't know that.
Do we know the price of the muskrat?
Yes.
I can't remember.
Do you want to bid on it? Because they're going to bid in a moment. So it's a muskrat fur. You heard the description.
Yeah, right? This is forever ago.
Yeah.
But it was a fur.
1972 was a fur, yeah. And I wonder what it would cost today.
I'll start the bidding at $125.
All right, $125.
Ooh, I'll go much higher. I'll say $7.99.
All right, here we go. Here are the bids on The Price is Right.
And we'll begin with you, Connie. What do you bid for that fur coat?
$350.
$350. All right, Myra?
$900.
$900. And I can't see your name.
Sandy.
May I? Sandy?
$150.
$150. And Paul?
$1,000.
$1,000 for Paul. All right. We have our four bids, and here is the actual retail price of the fur coat. $595. And Connie is our winner.
Chris Dim has overbid. Biggie would have won. Look how excited she is.
Here you go, Connie. Come right around here. That's a girl. Up the step.
That's the
yes,
Connie. That's the first episode of the
and she didn't know if Connie still lives. If she's somewhere, she might be.
53 years.
I wonder how long she kept that jacket.
Yeah.
God, if they could have her wearing that muskrat coat on today's show, wow, that would be incredible.
Truly.
Show number 10,000.
Oh! What is that?
We buried Aunt Connie in that.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah. I don't know if Connie's still with us or not. Who knows how old she was even then? And that was 53 years ago. So 10,000 episodes and more than 75,000 players now, mm-hmm, on The Price is Right. Pretty cool.
You know, I've always heard that if you win, you always have to pay taxes on everything right then.
Oh, at the moment.
I was, yeah, or they gave you like a couple days.
Yeah.
I'd love to know how much of that is true.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for yeah, real.
Now I can,
like when they win a showcase and it's $50,000.
Do you have to give them $20,000?
To write a check before you leave?
I've always heard it's like they give you a certain amount of time that you have, wow, to pay taxes on.
I can speak to it from a Wheel of Fortune perspective. I was on Wheel
in the
90s. I won $11,000, and when my check came, it was for like $7,000.
Yeah.
Because you know, they took the tax. But
that's straight cash.
Yeah, straight cash.
Straight cash.
It was
on
all
that
cash. Yeah. That's right.
This is like when you private win a boat and trips. It's like, how does that work?
Good question. Two guys named Chris Young. Rock 92. They may give you like 3 business days to at Wheel of Fortune, they said, if you win a car or something, you have 3 business days to turn it down. Mm. Otherwise, you do have to pay the tax. I bet that's right. Pay the taxes on it. Rose knows the answer to this. She's been to the show last year, I think.
Yeah, so earlier this year for spring break, my family went out there. My son and I went to a taping, and the lady right next to us actually won. She went up on the stage, and she won her first pricing game, and then she made it all the way to the finale, but she didn't win the showcase. But she won like a living room set, and it was really nice, but they said when you go in there, you have to fill out all this paperwork, basically, and you have to pay the taxes there on the items to get them, and then they ship them to you. Or if you don't want those specific items, you can take like a cash equivalent, but you have to still pay taxes on that as well. And I think it's like within 60 days or something like that. So
interesting. So you could take the cash equivalent instead. I bet a lot of people do that.
I bet they do.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would do instead of taking the living room set if I could, you
oh,
know.
Yeah, if so they give you that, oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you may lose in the exchange, but you get
yeah,
you get
and it's
cash.
Probably not the actual price, but, you right know, at least you get something out of it, so.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get picked. Did you have fun time at the taping anyway?
Oh, my gosh, it was so fun. It was like a bucket list thing for me. And the funny thing was, when you're getting seated in the audience, I knew that we weren't going to get picked because they stuck us on these 2 seats, and then they kept 2 seats open right next to us. Like, why wouldn't they fill us in the row? And so I was like, whoever's sitting next to us is going to get picked. I kept telling my son, I'm like, that's the person that's going to get picked. And sure enough, that's the person that got picked.
Wow.
Rose, so you're really strategically strategically place you in the audience. You have like a little pre-show interview,
mm-hmm,
and you have to tell them, you know, about yourself, and then they pick from there, basically.
Boy.
So it's not random. They know who they're picking.
Did you wear a wacky shirt?
I did. I had the stair climber guy, the mountain climber.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And then I got my son a Plinko shirt. And he's young, so he's only 18. He's like, all right, sure, whatever. I don't know what Plinko is, but I'll go for it.
You know, I think you have to wear something like that to even
everybody
get
does.
Every single part. It used to be you'd see a few doing that. Like back when I was watching, mm-hmm, with Bob Barker. But now it's everybody wears something Price yeah is Right, which is really
like
smart.
Like, pick me, or I know the price of everything.
Yeah, yeah. Or they...
Or they're custom-made.
Like they did the Plinko yeah shirt and everything. That's pretty cool. If you got on there and played Plinko, my God, that would be...
Oh, the ultimate.
A dream. Mm-hmm. A dream come true to play Plinko.
You know, a couple of things I've noticed about The Price is Right. For whatever reason, my television defaults to that when I get home.
Lucky. Lucky.
You know, because it's like, because sometimes I'll just have it on. As you know, sometimes I'll watch because I don't dislike the game. I miss Bob Barker, but, you know, it's still fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a couple of thoughts. When did the audience begin shouting out pricing advice? I wonder at which point. Fairly early on?
I bet early on.
When I was watching it.
Because you could hear the ripples going through the crowd, mm-hmm, when Bob Barker introduced the very first item, but that's just because it was a luxury item.
I mean, I would watch it in the summer in the 80s, and they were screaming.
Yeah, because now every single contestant looks to the crowd.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And the cameras turn to the crowd because they know the family members are holding up 9 fingers and 5 right fingers, whatever.
And they know as little as anybody else, you know. It's
of
like,
course, it's sharp.
Sure. Well, maybe you know who to look to. You know,
some people are pretty sharp about pricing,
right?
And also, when it comes to showcases, everybody trips. I would love the trips. The trips are unbelievable, but they always pass on the trips in the hopes of getting a car. Car is still the gold standard prize.
I feel like the first showcase, at least it used to be this way, was always passed on because the second one is usually better.
I think they still pass 75% of the time.
They do too. Because the second showcase is perceived as better and more expensive. But then I think the person that bids on the one that's passed to them, the first showcase, usually wins because it's a lower price normally and easier to figure out. Because that second showcase, man, they lay it on there. There's a lot of stuff.
But they don't skimp anymore. They're pretty remarkable.
Both of them?
Yeah.
It's been a long... I basically said, once Drew Carey took over, I'm out. You know, I'm a Bob Barker.
So you haven't seen the spokes dudes, the model dudes, who don't know what to do with their hands.
No, and
they just don't know what to do. They don't belong.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've noticed that Drew Carey, every show goes over and shakes their hand like they're meeting for the first time.
The guys?
Yeah, and all the models.
All the models.
Like, he doesn't know them. Yeah, it's very bizarre.
And I think they rotate. There's like two one day, and then the other two the next day. They rotate.
But he always goes over and starts shaking everyone's hand like he's meeting them for the first time and not backstage with them all day.
In my day, it was scantily clad women and nothing more.
I know.
Bob Barker.
Who were sexually harassed.
Yeah. Bob Barker sexually harassed him. He settled lawsuits. He slept with some of them.
Yeah.
Some willingly, some not so.
Exactly.
I couldn't imagine. Well, I can imagine Bob Barker's reaction when the male models came, but I can't use that kind of language anymore. What am I,
a blankety blanker?
Yeah, you're right. Bob privately probably scowled at the male models now on the Price is Right.
You can't use that kind of language, though, now.
I mean, does anybody look at this and go, why are these guys up there?
Well, he would have.
They just don't know what to do with their hands. They just kind of point at a car and then just go, shrug. Yeah, I guess it's a Volvo.
I don't know what the price is. He's saying, I don't know what the price is.
The women, the females, they're gorgeous.
They're good.
They're drop-dead gorgeous models.
Yes.